have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Marcus Porter,
here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Hello, Kayla.
Hi.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat, and Vitacraft is the way to go. Of course, with Lick and Lap, my cats love it. They will do anything for it, and I highly recommend it. It has no artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it in pet stores, or you can order it at Walmart.com. Also, don't forget, Good Pets food supplements and treats for your dogs will give them a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS, P-E-T-S, and save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. If you want to join me in tropical Costa Rica, you can do so October 6th through the 14th of 2025. Give Colette a call at 800-581-8942 and tell them you're interested on the trip. It's booking number 1299-885. Don't forget, you can listen to us on Facebook Live and watch us there. You can listen on TalkinPets.com, and you can tell Alexa to go to CRN for TuneIn. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hey, Santa, can you bring me something good?
Something good, something good.
Hey, Santa, can you bring me something sweet?
Something sweet, something, something sweet.
Like chocolate kisses or candy canes. Gumdrops or butterscotch, fruity flavor, chewy rings. Hey, Santa, can you bring me something nice?
Something nice, something nice.
Hey, Santa, can you bring me something new?
Something new, something, something new.
Like a diamond bracelet or a diamond ring. How about a shiny new baby blue convertible? Hey, Santa, can you bring
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Hey, Santa, give us a call. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
So what's new, Marcus, in the animal world in your life?
Oh, it's the holidays, so we're gearing up at the hospitals for any and everything right now.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking up a couple of things on, like, what happens during the holidays, and there seems to always be swallowing issues.
Yes.
So anything from ornaments to candy wrappers mm-hmm. to whatever else your animal can get.
The down. Dog randomly gets into the hidden candies that are like in a gift, or either someone's hidden them under the bed just to be secretive. You know, you have that grandma that's just like, hey, I'm just going to hide some candy.
My mom used to do that. She used to hide them in the closet like I didn't know that's where she was putting them. And then she would go to open them up on Christmas Eve to put them out for everybody that would come over to the house. Yep. She'd be like, where'd this box of chocolates go? And I was like, not me.
We've also seen an increase in cats with just being stressed out, because a big thing that everyone kind of forgets about is whenever you bring out Christmas trees or any type of decorations, you know, sometimes your cats aren't prepared for that. And they're just like, something's new. What's happening? They stress themselves out. So we've started to see a lot of UTI issues and male block cats as well, too, on the emergency side.
So they like kind of hold it. They don't. Mm-hmm. So they get constipated or
not. But like, yes, constipated, but also it's called being blocked. So with male cats, they have a problem where they can't pee through their urethra. That's when they're blocked. And so they're just constantly in and out of the litter box. Those are some signs.
That would cause, like, would that crystallize? Would that cause crystals? That happened with my male cat. And I guess it's more prevalent in male cats than it is females. And my male cat had that happen. And Dr. Sue on the show, I took, that was when I had Snowy. He was not the most behaved cat. You know, nobody wanted him as a kitten. Sure. They were going to actually euthanize him. But I adopted his sister, so I was like, sure, I'll take the misfit. And it was like 17 and a half years of good and bad. But he was a tough cat. But he did. That happened to him. He would always get so stressed out. And then I remember she wanted, she was like, you got to get a urine test before you bring him over. And I was like, you know, how do I do that? So people know, how do they get, like, how do they get a urine sample from their male cat?
So it varies. You can, they've got little litter, plastic litter that you can get. You just have to clean out your litter box and then just put that plastic litter in, and you're able to, like, soak up the urine that way. Other techniques are you can just hide them into the bathroom just for a couple of hours until they can pee. But just make sure you have a litter box in there so that they can use it, and then just check it, and you can get urine that way. Those that are real daredevils, if they're willing to reach into the litter box when they're going to pee, that's always an option, too.
Good luck with that. I mean, it's like saying, here, kitty cat, go into the bathroom and
usually
give me,
doesn't happen that way.
Give me a sample.
Agreed.
Fill this cup. I remember one time I had to go and get a urine sample. I had to go so bad, and she gave me this little cup. I was like, are you kidding me? I said, and this is in the beginning before, you know, I didn't know, but that I could actually just put some in there and then keep going in the bath, the toilet. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to fit on that little cup. But, you know, I had a hard time with Snowy and getting actually those, you know, the samples and all. So what happened was I ended up bringing, like, he was bad. He was, like, really sick. And took him to Dr. Sue, and then she had to inject, like, this huge needle. It looked like it was about a foot long. And she had to put that into him in order to extract urine. And I was like, do I want to watch this?
It seems very dramatic, but for them in that situation, they really don't really notice it. So usually we're a little bit cautious about doing that. But yes, if we have to get a urine sample that way, we can. And again, it's very invasive for them. We do the needle, get the urine sample real quickly, and then they're back on their way. So can happen.
And do they have to be on medication after that? I can't remember.
Typically, yes. I mean, for those that are stress cases, they usually do need to be on medications just to mellow them out, calm them down a little bit. Again, each cat's different on how they react to certain things. If you have a very high stress cat, that is an option just to kind of help just make the household calm for the most part. So,
you know, they do have, like, the Felicep and so on and so forth that you can get.
Yeah, those two. Pheromones, those help out.
But not a bad idea if you got a stressed cat to keep them in a separate room during the holidays, because, especially with kids. I mean, cats don't seem to want to be around children.
Not necessarily, yeah.
Like, even mine, when Kayla will bring Camden over, the little guy, and my cats are not a favorite of Camden.
Well, he's wild.
So, I mean, if they're calm, I guess, but Camden is a little on the wild side. But cutie, but on the wild side. So, yeah, I put them in a separate room, let them, like, just... But don't forget to put a litter box in there.
Don't forget litter box, food, water, the necessities.
Because you put them in a room without a litter box, and then you're going to get all upset when they go on the floor or something
or
like
the bed.
That.
We've heard those cases as well, too.
And cats usually, they're pretty good on finding the litter box to a degree, but I know some of them, like, the way it used to be is that if you want... If you're putting your cat's litter box in the laundry room and then you want it to move it to the other side of the house. Old school, and it's kind of right school, you have to slowly move that litter box across the house.
So cats, it's like, do not like changing things.
I mean, I find with mine, I have moved the litter box, but they have no problem in finding it. I don't have a huge house. If you've got a big house, I mean, it's going to be tough for them to find it if you're adding, but then again, I added one. So the originals were still where they were, come to think of it. But if you're moving just one litter box, you got to slowly move it, or else they're going to keep going back to where...
Because, again, that area is just marked where they've kind of scented things. So
this is my toilet. This is where I do it.
Smart thinking.
If I can get my cats to flush the toilet like that, I'd be happy.
So those that have trained their cats, genius. Genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genius.
I mean, you can do it. It just takes time. Mm-hmm. Especially when your cat's very inquisitive on the toilet. Well, looking at the toilet. Anyway, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. This hour, we're going to have a trivia question, a holiday trivia question for you. So stay tuned for that, and you can win something. This is Talkin' Pets.
I see a smiling face like I've never seen before. Even though I love you madly, it seems I love you more. The little part you'll give me.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive,
and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed
by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads.
And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of carbon-60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning carbon-60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Miranda Lambert is stepping away from the glamour of her celebrity status to pursue another true passion, animal rescue. The country star 41 shared the joy her work as a co-founder of the animal rescue organization Mutt Nation Foundation alongside her mother, Beverly June Lambert, brings to her life at Boot Barn Presents Voiceless, a broadcast special, fashion show, and red carpet celebrity charity event held in Nashville. It's cool to be able to share passion with your mom, and she's been my biggest fan and biggest supporter, Miranda tells People. But Mutt Nation is something that brings us together on a human level. It's out of the glamour, out of the glitz. It's just about passion of doing good for the world and saving animals. Miranda and Beverly founded the Mutt Nation Foundation in 2009. According to the organization's website, the nonprofit has raised over $9 million to promote its mission to promote the adoption of shelter pets, advance spay and neuter, and educate the public about the benefits of these actions. Now, Miranda and Beverly are expanding Mutt Nation's efforts to another category, horse rescue. The pair recently launched the annual Idlewind Grant, named after Miranda's first horse, through Mutt Nation. The foundation awarded the first grant to Lucky Break Rescue, a woman-owned and operated nonprofit organization dedicated to rescuing at-risk equines, for its continued efforts to save horses. I love people that are as fanatical about rescue as I am, Miranda shares, and rescuing horses is such a different animal. I mean, honestly, pardon the pun, but it's such a big deal because these are huge animals who have been through so much trauma, and so it takes so much patience on either side and so much trust on either side, and I think that it's just not an easy feature. The singer-songwriter adds that she's just a huge fan of anyone that's rescuing animals. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numb the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup. Dramatic like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames.
So, Miranda Lambert, I always knew she had Mutt Nation, but that's pretty cool now she's got a horse rescue. Need to reach out to her. We need to get her on the show.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get her on. Yeah. So, hopefully we could tie her down. That's the problem. I mean, Carrie Underwood was going to come on, and then it was like, yes, can't, yes, can't, yes. Can't. And always something came up that was bigger than me.
Sure.
So, but
they
hey.
Have great hearts, though. You can tell.
They do.
They are definitely women that are definitely out there trying to change the world.
So, we're going to do Maestro. Can I have my intro music to...
Sure.
What are we going to do?
Trivia! We're not going to do animal sound today. We're going to do a trivia question.
Oh, boy.
Because we're into the holidays. And I passed it by these two. There is tough ones. There were tough ones. But this one I don't think is tough. Well, let's see who gets it. This is our Christmas trivia question. What was Scrooge's first name? What was Scrooge's first name? You know, I was just watching it early this morning. They had it on the movie channel, the old one from the
1950s. I was going to say, which version?
I think it's always been the same.
Okay. Well, they have the Donald Duck one as well, too.
Oh, please. I don't consider that, like, Scrooge. But I know what you're saying. But so that's the trivia question. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize. We have books, and we have harnesses. We have nail caps for your cats. We have Vitacraft, the lick and lap, which I highly recommend. And we also have the purr sticks that you rip apart and give to your pets. We have from Good Pets Foods, we have treats for your dogs, and that's the Daily Probiotic, the multivitamin, and the Hip and Joint Plus. I have a new pendant jewelry that Kayla pointed out it earlier. Kay, what is it?
It's penguins.
It is penguins. So if you like penguins, it's kind of cool. So there's that. And we also have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. CD from Gino Sasani, which is about reptiles. And I'm also going to give away, if you're interested, National Geographic for Kids, The Deadliest Animals on the Planet, if you want to go with that book. So it's a good stocking stuffer, actually. So call. Oh, and I do have a 2025 calendar of songbirds. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What was Scrooge's first name? And it's not the duck Scrooge.
What's that?
What was Scrooge's first name? We're going to go out to Oregon, and we're going to talk with John. He's in Middle Point, Oregon. Hey, John, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. It's Myrtle Point.
Myrtle Point.
I'm good.
There you go.
Yeah,
Myrtle Point.
It was Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, I guess you're going with Ebenezer then.
Yeah, I am.
See, I thought that was an easy one.
Yeah, now, I thought so, too. I couldn't believe I got through. I didn't want anything.
Well, Marcus actually was like, Kayla was like, I don't know. And I'm like, how do you not know who Scrooge's first
Uncle
name
Scrooge.
Is?
Like, I just like...
I mean, it's one of those Christmas movies that people don't have time for because they're always online.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What do you want to go with, John? You get to pick out. I don't know if you heard everything that I was saying, but you get to pick out.
No, I was just listening to the radio. I thought you were local. It sounds like from out of town.
Yeah, no. We're a national show, but we're heard there.
And
you must be, what station are you listening? Out of Coos Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
KCBY, I think.
Yeah, it's actually KWRO.
That's the TV station.
Oh. Yeah, KWRO, Coos Bay, Oregon. It's AM 630 and 101.1 FM.
Yeah, it was on AM. Yeah,
okay, cool.
What's the deal here? That was amazing.
So you get to pick...
Fly me to Tahiti or what?
Oh, if I do, I'm going with you. I don't know if you'll like that, but that music means that we have to go out to a break. So I'm going to leave this one up to Sydney, the girl that you talked to when you called in, and she's going to tell you what you can pick, and then we'll mail it out to you.
All right, awesome. Thanks. Hey, have a good day, and
happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, John. Hold on. Don't hang up. That's John out in Myrtle Point, Oregon, and he's the winner. He's going to pick it out with Sydney. We may have another trivia question this hour. This is Talkin' Pets.
Go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body?
Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Draft in for another Talking Pets with John Patch Rewind. And who is our guest today?
Dr. Amy Addis is an award-winning veterinarian and founder of City Pets, which for more than three decades has been the premier veterinary medical house call practice for dogs and cats living, working in, or visiting Manhattan. I want to welcome on a very dear friend, a lovely woman. I miss you, Dr. Amy Addis. Hi, Amy.
John. Hi, John. I am so happy to be back on your show. I think you are in large part responsible for my book. Not that I'm going to share any of the profits with you, John. You've basically forced me to think about these things and write them down. And now what I need to do is weave them into a book.
You've got a little piece of my heart right there, so that's never going to go away.
New Yorkers are, they're just a unique bunch of people, and they have the greatest pets.
Yeah, you're the New York girl, that's for sure. Joan Rivers ended up coming on the air with us, and all I can say is, I won't say exactly what was said to my producer at the time, but my producer said, I can die tomorrow, and I would be the happiest person on this earth after having Joan Rivers say what she said to me over the phone.
Did it involve any four-letter words?
Like every second one.
We also had on the show that day Billy Joel.
Yeah, Billy Joel gave you a nice quote. For a New York kind of guy, this is a great New York kind of book. Dr. Amy made house calls, hotel calls, and even backstage calls to care for my beloved pugs. And even after I moved to the island, my girls went to the city by limousine or helicopter so Dr. Amy could continue their care. Enjoy the book, Billy Joel.
I know what I'm needing. I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a
and
New
I prefer
York,
like to have a book sent to me. So I could hold it in my hand, I could look at it like I am with yours, and it just brings out a whole new difference in conversation. And just to hold the book and look at it and go through the pages rather than to sit there and look at my computer and look at a PDF file.
There's nothing to hold if you're just listening to an audiobook. So I'm an author's best friend.
You're a dear friend. You always were, always will be to the day I die. And I respect you and love you. And please give my hugs and kisses to Stephen as well.
I will do that, John. I feel the same way about you. And a special thank you for starting me in writing my stories. You know, it's funny. I never think about wanting to turn back time.
Guess what, Amy? You've been rewound.
Press rewind, let it go.
Cats and Christmas trees have long struggled to coexist. Many pet parents can attest to the destructive draws of a Christmas tree can have on a curious cat. Felines are known to climb up and tip over trees, bat off and break fragile ornaments, and cause general chaos around the tree. Festive Tree, a full-size artificial holiday tree designed to look good within withstand feline cats. At first glance, the forest green festive tree appears to be a regular artificial tree, but the team has made several critical changes to the classic look to make it more cat-friendly. The festive tree sits atop a sturdy wood base that doubles as a cat condo, so felines don't have to run circles around the tree and then sit on top of wrapped presents. Unlike other artificial trees, the festive tree encourages climbing and play with its stirability internal structure, leading to several cats perching built into the tree. The tree from Fancy Feast also comes with a cat-safe ornaments decorations that can handle pokes and playful paws without breaking. Cats love holidays trees because they're full of all different flavor things, visual interesting mouse-sized objects with lots of dangly movement, high hiding spots, and they often locate in the heart of the homes and family's activity. Dr. Ann Velasca, a principal behaviorist, said in a statement, "The festive tree takes all the things that cats love about your traditional tree and makes them feline-friendly to meet their needs." While supplies last, cat parents can order the new Fancy Feast ornaments on fancyfeasts.com for a minimum donation of $5 to Red Rover in support of the Purple Leash Project, which creates safe spaces for those affected by domestic violence and their pets. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Marcus Porter.
Tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
So that is Brenda Lee, a friend of the program. So we interviewed Lexi, the producer here. She's not feeling good today, so Kayla stepped up and came in to produce the program. Thank you, Kayla. And hopefully Lexi's feeling a little better. But Brenda Lee, we interviewed her. I was doing a morning show. I was filling in for someone with Lexi. And Brenda Lee came on. And just amazing woman. And so we were talking about that song because we played that. That's like the number one song in the country next to Mariah Carey. So, and then this actually is always in the top five every year at Christmas time, rocking around the Christmas tree. So that's Brenda. And we were talking about she was doing this fundraiser with Christmas trees and so on and so forth in Nashville, I think it was. So then the next thing I know is she, I told her, you know, when my mom was alive and I was a little kid, we had like a big country kitchen. We had a large kitchen. And my mom, with this song, she'd play this song. My mom and I would hold hands and dance around the floor. And so Brenda started to cry, like, she, you know, the memories. And then she sent me her gold record with a plaque dedicated to my mom. And it's in my dining room on the wall now. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah. So, amazing woman. Yeah. I actually, it's so weird because I just found her contact information.
Oh, you did?
Which I'm trying to clean out and go through stuff. And I was like, there it is.
Just meant to be.
So I want to see if I can get her back on the air as well. So, but that's Brenda Lee. So anyway, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets.
Hey, this is Dave from Lady Antebellum, wishing you a healthy and happy holiday season.
Thank you, Dave. That's another one. Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum might be coming on, so we'll see how that goes, okay, too. She's got a new Christmas with her daughter, a new Christmas song out. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. And so pick up the phone and give us a call, and we want to talk to you about your pets. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen to us on Alexa at CRN4, TuneIn, And you can also go to TalkingPets.com and hit Listen Live and listen to us there as well. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Pick the phone up, and we want to talk pets.
All right, ladies, let's play ball.
All right, ladies, do you want, and gentlemen, do you want a new trivia question? Maestro. So, this is a new trivia question where you can win a prize, and we do have dog books, cat books, lick and lap, purr sticks from Vitacraft, from Good Pets Foods, which is what John went with, the daily probiotics. He won last half hour. Daily multivitamin and the Hip and Joint Plus from Good Pets Foods. We have the nail caps for cats. I have medium and blue. We have an easy walk harness for your dog about a Jack Russell. National Geographic's Deadliest Animals on the Planet. A collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. A CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood about reptiles. And a calendar of 2025 on songbirds. If you can answer this Christmas,
don't forget the punch.
Trivia. So, here it is. Where was I when I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus? Where was I when I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you think you know that answer. Where was I when I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus? 818-818-6401. Take a shot at it. You could be a winner. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. That fancy free story, the tree.
Mm-hmm.
I would not get it. I hate to say it, but you're welcoming that cat to climb a tree.
Yes, you certainly are. Yes, you certainly are. You are opening up the threshold of just anything and everything happening. So I'm curious to see how the reviews will go on this one.
Well, I think they were doing a contest on it, too, so they're probably trying to give them away. Okay. I mean, I know some people will probably get it.
It's a Shark Tank idea. I think it's a great Shark Tank idea. But
and maybe it was. It might have been. But the thing is like, I've seen the tree.
Okay.
And it has, like, little platforms
yep.
throughout the tree that the cat can jump up and climb the tree all the way to the top. I just see that's a horror story.
Especially if you have a... I would like to say, you know, a bigger boned cat.
That, I mean, all of your ornaments.
Yes, gone.
Lord forbid, precious
gone.
Ornaments.
Gone.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's like, and then Lord forbid they knock the tree down.
But here's my other thing, too. I was just thinking about this as we're talking about this. What if the dog sees the cat climbing up the tree and it's like,
yep.
I'm going up next, too.
Yep. And then there goes the dog. So, I don't know. I just don't think it's a tree that I would order because we've been doing the show for 35 years now, and we've always tried talking mm-hmm. about ways to keep the cat
yes.
away from the tree
yep.
because it's like
it's just
toyland
yeah.
for them.
Yep.
And now this is like saying, hey, here you go. Climb the tree. Do whatever you want. I even put platforms for you. So that's like a terrorist with the tree in mind. Hey, we're going to go out to San Diego and KCBQ. We're going to talk with Bree. Hey, Bree, you're going to take a shot at the trivia question, right?
Yes.
So are you familiar with the song?
No.
Uh-oh. So where was I when I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus?
Was it The Staircase?
Wow. I thought you didn't know the song.
Good guess.
Well, that music means we're going out through a break, just like with John. So hold on, and Sydney will talk to you. She'll explain what we have, and you can pick a prize from that. We'll mail it out to you. And Merry Christmas, Bree.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for playing with us. Hold on. Don't go away. This is Talkin' Pets. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back, and I've got a story for you. And that was Bree in San Diego, California. She's the winner to pick something out, and it was The Staircase.
Yeah.
It's a tricky question.
It was, yes.
This is Talkin' Pets. Special.
continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkingpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Let me ask you an important question. Do you pay more than $20 a month out of pocket for your prescription medication? I do. I also prefer having my meds delivered to my home. Wouldn't you? A trusted friend told me about America's Rx, a company that caps your drug expenses to $20 a month for individuals and no more than $30 a month for families, like you and your spouse, for example. You sign up once and you get your meds delivered to your home every month. America's Rx works directly with your doctors, and you never pay more than $20 a month. And you can easily verify if your meds are covered by going to flatfeeformeds.com. Think about the convenience and the savings. A flat fee for meds. Sign up today and start saving time and money. Flatfeeformeds.com. That's flatfeeformeds.com. One more time, flatfeeformeds.com. And start saving money now.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
In a statement from PETA, Executive Vice President Tracy Ryman, in response to the Best in Show winner at the 2024 National Dog Show, a pug, a breathing-impaired breed, otherwise known as BIB, from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, actually won the event. It's bad enough to glorify breeding more dogs when shelters are bursting at the seams with homeless ones, but naming a breathing-impaired breed busily being banned in countries including the U.S. as Best in Show celebrates deliberately creating mutant animals with debilitating deformities that leave them struggling for every breath. Condemning animals to a lifetime of suffering simply so that they look cute to you is cruel. And PETA urges everyone to boycott the breeders doming these animals by never buying any dog and adopting from a local shelter. PETA notes that the pugs are 54 times more likely than other breeds to suffer from brachiocephalic obstructive airway syndrome, otherwise known as BOAS. And according to a recent veterinary study, BIBs can no longer be classified as normal dogs because of their health irregularities. A number of countries, including Austria, Germany, the Netherlands, and Norway, have banned or restricted the breeding of some or all BIBs. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, whose motto reads in part that animals are not ours to use for entertainment or abuse in any other way, points out that every animal is someone and offers free empathy kits for people who need a lesson in kindness. For more information, visit PETA.org or follow PETA on X, Facebook, or Instagram. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
Living in a world with no air. Oh, I'm here alone, didn't want to leave. My heart will move, it's incomplete. If there was a way that I could make you understand.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And that's the number to call if you've got a training question or a medical question about your pets. Pick up the phone and let's talk pets. So in that story that
I
read,
actually,
so people know what brachiocephalic. I can't believe I said it first time when I read the story.
That's why you have me here.
Brachiocephalic.
Good job.
So people know what that is.
Yep.
Can you explain it?
Yes. So brachiocephalics are a breed of dogs or cats as well too, where they're just more or less a smushed face. So just think of like. Their face is just kind of really encaved in a little bit.
Like the pug.
The pug is a prime example.
Bulldog.
Bulldogs, French bulldogs, Shih Tzus.
But they
Chinese
do have
Chins.
Trouble breathing.
They like, do.
More
yes, they
than
do.
Other dogs.
Yeah. Yes, they do. A lot of the times, some of them do have to go in for reconstructive surgery to help them breathe a little bit better, or even just help them have a better airway for the most part as well, too. So, yeah.
So, yeah, you do really got to watch their environment of where they're at. And if you're a smoker in the house, that's pretty bad for
those
types of breeds.
Heat, we've seen a lot of them come in just because they've just...
Too hot?
Owners let them run outside for 20 minutes or so, and then they being rushed into the ER because they've overheated. They can't process air like normal dogs do. So, I mean, they're dogs.
But the pugs are cute dogs.
They're very cute. They have a lot of fun personality. We always enjoy them in the vet field, especially when there's time for nail trims, because they just...
flop on the table.
They and... just they know how to put up a fight.
Oh, they fight. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never had a pug ever in my life, but I always thought they were cool. But I get it with the nose thing, yes, though, with those faces. It makes it very difficult for them to breathe.
And it's funny because a true pug owner, they love them for every and anything that they are. They just, the snoring, the snooting, everything. So,
well, I've got my one cat, Summer. She'll come in here and she'll actually lay on that chair there in the studio. That's usually where you're sitting. Mm-hmm. I changed them around for the show. And she'll lay on that thing and she'll snore louder than anybody I know. Like, she really snores. Yep. She's like... I'm like, you're a cat. What is that? The other ones don't snore. That I have three rescues, and but Summer, I mean, it's kind of hysterical. But no, I don't know. So another thing too, back on that tree aspect, what happens too, like, if your cat climbs up there and is very comfortable up there,
sure,
and then decides to relieve itself?
I thought about that as well, too. I thought about that as well, too. That or either if there's pee, if they decide to mark it, for instance, then you've got a pee tree. So.
Pee tree. Like a petri dish. Ba-dum-bump. So, yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of that tree.
Okay.
I know when I put I put up a skinny tree, which I didn't put up yet. I spent all day on Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving, on Friday, putting up Christmas lights.
Okay, I saw that outside.
But I don't climb the roof anymore unless I have to.
Just thinking of Tim Taylor Toolman. Just keep thinking of that.
Yeah. So I didn't put the tree up yet, but when I do, and those bulbs are dangling on the bottom, my three rescues, of course, are curious.
Of course.
So, you know, I found, you ever see those air cans? Like, it's a movement thing, and when the cat goes near the tree... You could buy those air cans.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a motion thing. When that air goes off, I guarantee they won't go back.
Yeah, true.
It works well. So
I did aluminum foil around when I had my cat. I just put
trying
that
to call in UFOs.
It worked.
It worked.
He definitely did not go next to that tree again. So,
well, congratulations to our winners out there. And it was John, of course, in Coos Bay, Oregon, and Bree out in West Mission, no, it's Wattle, Arizona, actually. So congratulations. And they're the winners of the contest. Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.